The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Marking the summer solstice for another year, an area just off Highway 16 between Terrace and Prince Rupert is turning into Valhalla. Director Aaron McPherson talked about the start of the EDM-focused Valhalla Music Festival.
So Valhalla Fest started when me and my partner, Jordy, who's the Director of Art and Volunteer, started throwing these events with Home Brewing Society called the Missy Mountain Masher. And we would invite everybody over who would bring their own homebrew. And we ended up meeting a friend through another friend. His name is Issa, and he introduced us to Ray Peterson, who is the property owner that Valhalla Fest is thrown on. And Issa and Ray had talked about throwing an event at the grounds because it's 150 acres, it's in the woods, and they were like, we should do something. And collectively, Issa, myself, and Ray started coming up with this idea, and it ended up becoming a little bit more than I think we all thought it was going to be. And we brought Jordy on, and then Ray's wife, Pam, came and joined us. And then another friend from California, Jared, joined us. And we started throwing Valhalla Fest in 2018.
McPherson then went on to talk about the steady increase in festival attendance.
So when we first started Valhalla Fest, it was smaller population, which worked out for us. It was only about 400 people. And we've seen a slight incline of about 200 to 300 people every year. So it's been very manageable. It's not been a huge like growth from, you know, 400 people to 1,000 people. It's been like, you know, 400 to 600 to 800 to 900. So we're anticipating this year we'll probably be around 1,000 or 1,100 people. But the really nice thing is because the grounds are so expansive and there's so much space between campsites and space for vehicles, you don't have to feel crammed in. Big thing about my personal choice is I don't like to feel kind of boxed in, so we try to spread everything out so everybody feels comfortable and they can kind of have their own space and have their own campsite and be with their friends without feeling like they have to cram into a tiny campsite. So we tried to expand everything this year. We created one new campsite behind our acoustic stage that will account for all this new growth.
Facing that steady growth, McPherson described the work that goes into getting the Northwest Forest prepped for the party.
So every year we do have sort of dedicated crews that are there building throughout the year. And then the majority of the work is done through the hardest working volunteers that I've all had the pleasure of ever meeting. We get together on weekends, usually starting in April, and we'll focus on cleaning up the campsites from the deadfall that happened, maybe making new campsites depending on what we think the population might be for the year, focusing on making new trails to connect everything because accessibility is a very big thing for us. We want to make it as easy as possible to get from one place to another without having to walk a long distance. So this year we've had an amazing group of volunteers that have worked on making new paths that are slight grade incline as best they can. So it's much easier to get from, say, our Asgard stage to the stage on the upper portion, which is called Agahawk, and trying to make it easier for everybody.
Although based around music and art, McPherson talked about the aspect that they prioritize and the inspiration behind it.
Jordy and I go to Burning Man every year, and we really wished we could bring all of our friends to Burning Man, but it's like, it's 7 days in the desert. It takes 3 days to get down there, 3 days to get back. It's not a cheap ticket. And there was so much art and community, and we just wanted everyone to experience all the things that we get to experience. And so we started doing this in the hopes that even if one person can learn something new about themselves and then grow and then they go back to their own communities and then they start developing and starting new things and encouraging more art and listening to new music, like, job's done. If only one person a year has a life-changing experience, my job is done, because that's what I hope for. I got to have a life-changing experience at Burning Man, and all I want to do now is just help everybody be awesome and experience what I got to experience. So I'm super excited. The most important thing when we started was creating accessibility for people in the north. While we do have a lot of people that travel from out of, you know, the Terrace area, our big focus was trying to make a festival that was accessible to people who lived in this area. Because if you want to go to something, you know, like Base Coast or Burning Man or Shambhala, you have to travel 16 hours, and it's quite expensive. And the whole reason that we started this was to bring those types of experiences in an area that didn't have it. We wanted to create the art that you can see at Burning Man. So we have these huge art pieces, and we wanted to bring the music that you'd hear at Base Coast and Shambhala to to the north because there wasn't really something here that you could experience that kind of music.
Located near the Zimmacord River, Valhalla Fest will take place from June 23rd to 25th, and this year's lineup features 42 musical acts. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.